Welcome to evening prayer on Thursday, the 5th of November. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise for ever. Now, as darkness is falling, wash away our transgressions. Cleanse us by your refining fire and make us temples of your Holy Spirit. By the light of Christ, dispel the darkness of our hearts and make us ready to enter your kingdom, where songs of praise for ever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 118, for which the refrain is, I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures for ever. Let Israel now proclaim, his mercy endures for ever. Let the house of Aaron now proclaim, his mercy endures for ever. Let those who fear the Lord proclaim, his mercy endures for ever. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. In my constraint I called to the Lord. The Lord answered and set me free. The Lord is at my side. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? With the Lord at my side as my Saviour, I shall see the downfall of my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put any confidence in flesh. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put any confidence in princes. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. All the nations encompassed me, but by the name of the Lord I drove them back. They hemmed me in on every side, but by the name of the Lord I drove them back. They swarmed about me like bees, they blazed like fire among thorns, but by the name of the Lord I drove them back. Surely I was thrust to the brink, but the Lord came to my help. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Joyful shouts of salvation sound from the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. The right hand of the Lord raises up. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he has not given me over to death. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. the stone which the builders rejected, has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Come, O Lord, and save us, we pray. Come, Lord, send us now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has given us light. Link the pilgrims with cords right to the horns of the altar. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. You are my God, and I will thank you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. O, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures for ever. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. Saving God, open the gates of righteousness, that your pilgrim people may enter and be built into a living temple on the cornerstone of our salvation, Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. And afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. Prayer titled, We Hold Before God, inspired by a prayer by William Barclay from justprayers.org. We hold before God those for whom life is very difficult, those who have difficult decisions to make, and who honestly do not know what is the right thing to do. We hold before God those who have difficult tasks to do and to face, and who fear they may fail in them. We hold before God those who have difficult temptations to face, and who know only too well that they may fall to them if they try to meet them alone. We hold before God those who know that they can be their own worst enemies. We hold before God those who have difficult people to work with, those who have to suffer unjust treatment, unfair criticism, unappreciated work. We hold before God those who are sad because someone they loved has died, and any who are disappointed in something for which they had hoped. We hold before God prisoners, refugees, and those oppressed. We hold before God all these and those in our hearts, and we commit to care for them with actions louder than words. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.